Hare Krishna. We left the katha from Gopachampu when Krishna and Balaram were with Nanda Maharaj. You remember, Nanda Maharaj had taken up Krishna in his arms and carried him on his chest. He was very concerned because these monstrous trees had cracked down and Krishna was found playing amongst the trees. So he first went with him to the Yamuna, and while holding him on his lap, took a bath with him. And then he went back to Vrindavan, where he asked the Brahmanas to chant Swasti Vachanam mantras. Then Nanda Maharaj stayed more with Krishna Balaram and went into the Goshala. So what happened in the Goshala? And please tune in how Krishna brings out the tremendous love of his mother Yashoda is very significant. This whole Leela is about that the Lord is bound by ropes of love. So how that loving Lord will bring out the highest love in Yashoda Ma, and with this in all of us who hear about this, is very remarkable. So we will continue. Since Sri Krishna and Balaram were quite young, they still needed their mother's breast milk. And because Mother Yashoda was in her inner rooms, sobbing uncontrollably for what had happened, and Krishna and Balaram were now with their father, Nanda Maharaj, there was really no breast milk. The cow's milk is the best representative of that motherly love. I once asked my Kaviraj, a doctor in India, why there's so much emphasis on the cow and the cow milk. And he simply answered, milk is the only food which is given out of love. It's mother cow, Gomata, who is feeling affection for the for the people around her, and therefore she continues to give milk to the human beings, although she doesn't feed just her calf, but she feeds the human beings with her milk, and therefore the cow is held in such high esteem because she is giving that out of love, like the mother who gives the milk of her own breasts to the children. Why? Out of love, of course. So it's love milk or love food, if you so want, and therefore it is very sad to see when cows are not protected. It's very sad, and it grieves our heart very much. So the Nanda Baba now arranged for cow's milk, and hear how nicely he did it. He first asked the servants for some first class rock sugar or rock candy to brought from the house, and after giving it to Krishna Balaram and the other little boys who were around, like Subal, Nanda Baba took the boys to the cow and squirted nourishing cow milk directly from the udder of the cow directly into the brother's mouth, who very much enjoyed this. Then, as they sat down in the cowshed, he taught Krishna Balaram something very useful, that is, how to make leaf cups and how to write letters on leaves. Very fatherly, he teaches them. So after some time, he returned home from the Goshala to Nanda Bhavan, home, and there, in a blissful gathering, there were so many Brijbasis. He took his evening meal together with the two boys. Now, there was something in the mind of the elderly gopis. They were standing there. They were like goddesses of wealth, and they desired Nanda Maharaj's happiness. But there was something really giving trouble to their hearts. So after the meal was finished, they all went to Nanda Maharaj and said, "Oh, King, there's someone we need to take care of now. Krishna's mother has not eaten anything all day, nor has she spoken with anyone, not even with us. Because her maidservants and the other gopis see her grief-stricken condition, they also have not eaten anything all day out of love for Yashoda. We know what Mother Yashoda's feeling were. She was the one who had tied Krishna to the mortar. And Krishna had taken that mortar, and when the narrow passage between the trees could pass through, but not that big mortar. Then he had drawn or tucked from an angle, and the trees, who were really large, I mean, they were really big trees, you can imagine, like big, big oak trees or big birch trees. No, birch trees are not growing so big. Buche, we say in German, the Buchenbaum. Really huge trees. They had come crashing down. They had fallen on the ground. It was so loud that for 24 minutes, one danda, everyone who was just in the vicinity had fallen unconscious on the ground. So Mother Yashoda thought it's because of me that this disaster happened. My boy is alive, but it must have shocked him. I didn't want this at all when I tied him to the mortar. I just wanted to educate him to stop stealing butter in the house of other people, because then he will just develop into a master thief in the end. So Nanda Maharaj knew all this. He knew what was going on in Yashoda's heart. He was both sorry for her and also amused. "What can I do?" he asked the gopis. "She herself can see now the bad effect which comes if one gives in to anger." At this answer, unexpected answer, the elderly gopis could not control their tears. They were streaming down their faces and they sobbed, "Oh no, she's so soft both inside and outside. If she hears this very painful answer of yours. She will become even more aggrieved. Smiling, Sri Brajaraj, the name of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj, smiling, he asked his son, "My dear boy, do you want to go to your mother?" Krishna very promptly answered, "No, no, no, I will stay with you only." Giggling to see the determination of little Krishna, the wife of Nanda Maharaj's elder brother, Upananda, questioned Krishna, "But if you are only forever with your father, whose breast milk will you drink?" "I will drink warm squirts of cow milk and I will mix a little rock candy with it," Krishna replied. "But with whom will you play if not with your mother?" all the gopis asked. "I will play with father and my brother too," Krishna answered. Then Nanda Maharaj asked, "Why don't you go to your brother's mother, Rohini?" At this, Krishna had angry tears in his beautiful eyes and he said, "I will not go to her also, because she was not there for me when I needed her." Now Rohini began to cry and spoke very gently, "My dear son, why are you so unnecessarily harsh? Your mother is so much in pain." But Krishna pretended not to hear these words. He turned to his father and simply looked into the face of Nanda Maharaj. So Rohini knew Krishna loves his mother so much, so she motioned Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna, he has her son, but it was considered he's the elder brother of Krishna. Balaram ran forward. He grabbed Krishna's hand, "Let's go," to Yashoda. But he wrestled out of Balaram's grip, ran back to his father's lap, and tightly hugged him. While on the lap of Nanda Maharaj, he stood up and he put his arms around Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna looked into his eyes, these eyes of Nanda Maharaj were crying tears of affection. And when Nanda Maharaj saw his little Krishna, you must remember, he is so incredibly attractive. He was absolutely captivated. So also Nanda Maharaj knew exactly what was in the heart of Krishna, that Krishna loved his dear mother. To bring out that inner love, which was now apparently covered by a thin veil of stubbornness and protest because Krishna was corrected by Mother Yashoda, he raised his hand now and said, "If you tell me to, I will beat your mother." And he said this. Krishna couldn't tolerate this any longer and tightly grabbed his father's arm with both of his hands. This made Nanda Baba laugh. Now, he compassionately thought of the condition of his heart, of his wife's heart, and Mother Yashoda, she thought,
I know now how to bring out the love which is in Krishna. And he said, so, what will you do if your mother, who suffers so much, just... And he didn't complete the statement. In this statement, Sri Nanda Maharaj jokingly hinted the word that means the opposite of life. See, Krishna had the nature of a child, and therefore he became overwhelmed now for want of his mother. With eyes full of tears, he suddenly said, where is my mother? I'm going to her immediately. In great anxiety, he stumbled into Rohini's arm. And when everyone saw this, a great laughter of relief began to rise to the sky, and everyone began to laugh. Meanwhile, Sri Rohini, who gives the highest joy to everyone, entered the house with teary-eyed Krishna.
And what happens now? We will not talk about in this katha. What happens when Lord Krishna, the embodiment of pure love, meets his own mother, Yashoda, who is the embodiment of Vatsalya Prem, that means the exalted state of love of a parent? What happens is so beautiful and so wonderful that it is a jewel, a treasure, which all devotees carry in their hearts once they become aware of this secret of love. It is something which they remember during the month of Kartik as a very great gift which is given by the glorious Sampradaya, which is given by Jiva Goswamis and the great Acharyas. It is a great, great joy to hear this. But for now, we will stop here and not even mention anything of it, so that you can be prepared the next time you listen to the continuation of the Damodar Leela. Let us now raise our heads in the air and joyfully exclaim, Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki Jai, Shri Yashoda Damodar Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.